Welcome to the HSP podcast. I'm Julie Bieland, a psychotherapist specializing in the trait of high sensitivity. I hope you enjoy this episode. I wanted to share some of my observations and theories about HSPs or highly sensitive people who also experience depression. I talk a lot about our experiences with anxiety, but I also wanted to talk a little bit about the experiences with low mood or depression. One thing that I've been seeing a lot in my practice with clients as well as with students all over the world is that there is a correlation between the amount of stimuli that you need to feel your best. And for some of us, there's a group of us that need a little bit of stimulation, but at the same time, if we get too much, we can become unbalanced. Elaine Aron talks about the concept of high sensation seeking HSPs. And something I've seen with that is that it's like having the foot on the brake and the gas at the same time and trying to find what the right amount is for you. I happen to experience that as well. And something that I've seen for HSPs experiencing depression is to take a look at, are you getting new experiences? I've seen this a lot in this population that if we don't get enough new experiences. Now, that could be a walk that you've never taken before, looking at new types of plants or landscape in some way, or going to a restaurant you've never been to before, or maybe visiting a town somewhere that you haven't visited, or exposing yourself to something new that you're learning that excites you. Those are just a few examples. It's really common for us as HSPs to, because we're trying to navigate the feeling of having a sensitive nervous system in an overwhelming world, it's common for us to pull back a lot and sort of not go out as much or do new things, and to kind of stick with a cocooned routine. And it's not that routines are bad. For many HSPs, it's really helpful to have routines. And for some of us, we need to have some new experiences. I also experience that if I haven't gotten out for a while or I'm doing the same thing over and over again, sort of day after day, I can experience a drop in mood. And as soon as I give myself that new experience, my mood improves. And I started seeing that in the clients that I work with and also the students that I work with in my courses. And it excites me because there's something you can do about it. Now, is this going to be true for absolutely every person who's experienced depression? No. But I have seen this in improve probably in the 90th percentile of people improving when they get this information and they start actually doing it. And it's really fascinating that we can have some kind of control over that. So if there is, if you're experiencing a severe depression and having suicidal thoughts, you definitely want to reach out to a professional therapist. And that's incredibly important to work one-on-one with someone if you're really in a dark place. But if you're having sort of a mild to moderate experience of low mood, low energy, maybe mild depression, then this is something to consider and to learn a little bit more about. So I've talked a lot about how to find that right type of balance of the nervous system. And that's what we're looking for. And you can listen to my other episodes. I've talked a lot about this in my other episodes, as well as in my online brain training course, that there's sort of an optimum amount of stimulation that we need and downtime that we need. And being both an HSP and an HSS, the high sensation seeking, if you're both of those things, then this is something you really want to pay attention to make sure you're giving yourself a little bit of both of those things. And I would actually love to hear from you too if you want to contact me through my website about ideas that you have, or you might end up be listening to this in the podcast episode notes and you want to make a comment. Share what are the things that you do that sort of give you that feeling of balance where you get a little bit of something new, but you're also taking care of yourself with the downtime. Because for some of us, there's too much downtime, and for some of us, there's not enough. And you have to find that right balance to experience that balanced nervous system, balanced mood. So that's something to think about. And maybe you even try a new form of art you've never tried before. You know, taking out some paintings to try painting or drawing or any form of art. Sometimes music. Maybe you like to play music. Maybe you have instruments yourself. Give yourself the experience of something new. Maybe there's somebody you've always wanted to learn about and you're excited about learning about them. And that's an example, too, of something new. Get out for a walk. Movement is really important for anybody who's feeling a little bit low. And it's really fascinating because if you are experiencing some depression, it's the last thing you feel like doing. You just feel like being in your bed with the covers over your head, not talking to anybody and not going out. And I understand that. I've experienced depression in my life before I knew about this trait and about the ways to help find balance. And I use my own tools that I've created. So that's what helps me. And I get to see people from all over the world using them, and it really excites me. I just a few days ago, somebody was talking about how they started feeling shifts in week 2 of the brain training course. And that I hear that a lot. And there's a combination of things that happens because of that. Sometimes it's just too about that person, you know, maybe you, it's that moment that you felt like, you know what, I can live better than this. I can feel better than this. And so there's a point at which, you know what, I'm going to do it. I'm going to learn what I need to learn. I'm going to practice these tools and I'm going to be consistent with it. I'm going to get out for that walk. I'm going to practice these brain training exercises. I'm going to meditate. I'm going to talk to a friend. I'm going to pay attention to what my needs are. So another reason for low mood can be perhaps you're not getting your needs met in your life, in your home life, in your work life, whatever it is. And learning how to advocate for your needs is something that would support your mood. But you also got to get to know your needs to be able to support your mood. So checking in with yourself every time you go to the bathroom, ask yourself, how am I doing and what do I need? If we're really feeling stuck, if we absolutely cannot answer the question, what do we need to feel better in this moment, even if it's a little bit better, if we cannot possibly think of what that is, or we cannot possibly do the thing that we know would help us, then that's the time to reach out to someone to get some support on that. I also have something I'm very proud of on my website, a practitioners list of HSP therapists, healers, doctors. I mean, it is so exciting to me that we're developing this list. And so, because I think it's really great as an HSP to be able to work with another HSP practitioner. So that's also an option for you as a sense of support. So also the fact that you're listening, that means something. You're ready to start paying attention and do something about it. And I'm living proof of that, being able to live the life that I love. And, you know, it took a lot of hard work to climb out of that dark hole of depression and learn how to manage anxiety and how to live in balance and all of that. It took some time to learn that, but that's why I developed these tools for you so that it's easier for you to be able to just do it and it won't take so long because it's all figured out for you. Something I wish I had. So keep on sending me those messages. When something's helped you, I just love learning about that. And if any of these podcast episodes teach you something that help you, please consider sharing that episode. And super and helpful is to be able to rate this episode. And if you can do that in iTunes at my HSP podcast. And that really helps people find it. If you've left a review, it helps other HSPs find it, and something that I appreciate, and that you're also a part of supporting other people when you do that, which is pretty awesome. So I hope this has been helpful. Check out some of these other episodes too. There's so much information in them for you. And I hope you're taking really good care of yourself.
Thanks for listening. To explore more information about the trait of high sensitivity or to take my sensitivity quiz, visit sensitiveconnection.com. Please share this episode to spread awareness and education of our trait. Thank you.